I was working with a client who had a tech support team who was failing. The customers were upset. It took days or weeks or sometimes even months to hear back on their issues. And the worst part was that the leader who had set the system up thought the team was performing really well. Now, I understand why the people were upset that it wasn't working and it needed to be fixed. But as a coach, what was more important to me is how did this happen? Why was it okay with the organization to let this happen? Based on results, it must have been okay with them. Well, I think there were two key problems. The first one was that senior leadership was either unaware of poor performance or just accepted low performance from the team. And for this client, the second problem was that the head of the help desk was allowing poor performance as well. And why was that? I think one key reason was that he had become complacent. Things had gotten better after he took over, and then apparently he decided that better was good enough. I think he really got off track because he stopped being curious about how to make things better. For example, he was completely unaware that there's a whole field of study about help desk operations. I'm Tom Cooper, and this week's Lead Yourself First lesson is all about developing the kind of curiosity that leads you to long-term success in work and in life. So what about you? Is there an area where you may have become complacent? What should you or could you be more curious about? Find out more about Lead Yourself First at brighthillgroup.com/LYF.